does it mean to live in the ways and intentions that God has for humanity? We discussed deeply about how one should coexist with others, and I came away with this. I never really thought about what it means to be a good person. Well, there's the golden rule, but I was sure I'd always treated my peers how I'd want to be treated. But when I really got a chance to wonder what it means to live in God's grace, goodness took on a new meaning. Doing something for someone else has always felt good, and treating people the way I would want to be treated has been a solid guideline. But maybe it's just about how a human is meant to be treated. If you have your faith, why wouldn't you put it into action? Why wouldn't you try to spread goodness everywhere you can? Why wouldn't you try to help someone or to spread the word of God, so to speak? Our discussion and confirmation that day left an impact on me, and moving forward, I'll ask myself, what is there to show for faith if there isn't a kind and giving spirit behind the one who worships? For me, confirmation has been a journey where I have been allowed to turn my beliefs inside out and to try to understand what felt exactly right to me, which seemed daunting at the beginning when Ian introduced the class and the journey, saying that we are going to confirm, not conform. But being able to confirm, not conform, became natural each week of researching, learning, and discussing. So did the feeling of sitting down on a couch next to someone I hadn't known very well before. As each gathering went by, our class became more and more of a community, and at the same time, more of my beliefs were coming into focus. Confirmation was truly a great experience, and now that it has come to an end, I can confidently say that I know my peers and my own set of beliefs much better.
Good morning. I have a question for you. What are we told to believe? This question was one of the first we discussed in confirmation this year. We wrote down the things that we had been told to believe about ourselves, our world, and our religion. Then we ripped the paper up and threw it away, symbolizing how we shouldn't let society tell us what to believe. For example, some people wrote down that they'd been told to believe that they must get a certain grade or must hold the same political beliefs as others, or that they must have a certain place in society because of their gender. After that, we discussed how in confirmation class, we would figure out what we believed. I really like this approach because as teenagers, a lot of times our beliefs are shaped by society and our friends. I also think this conversation set the stage well for what we would be doing in confirmation this year, developing our own beliefs about our faith, which is very important. For many religious people, their religion is used as a moral compass. However, if your religious beliefs and moral compass come solely from what others have told you to believe, then you may become a lot more reliant on other people and less on yourself in making decisions, which unfortunately happens a lot in our current society. I think confirmation helped me grow as a person because I practiced making choices on what I thought was the right thing to do and not just what my friends or other people might say. I also applied the teachings from confirmation class to other aspects of my life. For example, another important takeaway I had from confirmation was that you can accept science and also learn from the teachings of the Bible. When I first started confirmation, I was really struggling with whether or not I wanted to be confirmed because I love science and it's a really important part of my life. Like, when I grow up, I want to be a scientist. As I read some parts of the Bible, I also realized that they contradicted scientific facts. However, throughout confirmation, we discussed how some parts of the Bible are most likely stories meant to be interpreted by people to help them become better. Additionally, we talked about how some stories of the Bible might contain biases of the period that are not relevant today. I also learned I was not alone in recognizing these conflicts between science and the Bible, and that some of my peers and my family members felt the same. In the end, I realized that it is okay to interpret the Bible to help you and others live a better life. Finally, confirmation helped me to understand a lot more about the foundations of Christianity. A lot of times during church service, we would be talking about the Holy Spirit, but I would have no idea what that really meant. Our conversations in confirmation class helped me develop an understanding of the Trinity, and I discovered what I thought the Holy Spirit was, a force that brings God's goodwill through people. With that in mind, I hope you encounter the Holy Spirit in your lives today and in the future. And now, please stand to sing the hymn, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is," on page 7.